Good morning. A Turkish court has freed three journalists and five others who'd spent 8 years in pre-trial custody for allegedly entertaining ties with a banned Marxist group. The newsmen were allowed to work free on Thursday under a new law passed in March, reducing the detention limit for suspects on trial from 10 years to 5 years. Volkan Aytar is deputy director of the Center for Creative Industries at Bahçeşehir University and professor of media and journalism at the Istanbul-based institution. Dr. Aytar, it's a pleasure to have you on our program.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Can you start by telling us who these journalists are?
One of them is Füsun Erdoğan. She was the general coordinator of the free radio, Özgür Radyo in Turkish, and some others, editors of some left-wing newspapers, most of them weekly newspapers. They were mainly charged of being part of this Marxist-Leninist Communist Party, which is a clandestine, really small, radical left-wing grouping, and of being the political front members making propaganda on their behalf.
Has she appeared in public since her release?
Füsun Erdoğan just visited the Turkish Newspaper Reporters Association, and then she was in tears when hugging her friends, newspaper reporters and association members, and obviously very happy to have been outside of the prison.
What does she look like after spending 8 years behind bars?
She looks well, I mean, surprisingly so. I saw her pictures. Most of the newspapers have covered her story. And there were also some news footage at the various newspaper channels. So she seems very happy. But obviously, spending that long a time in prison, again, without any court decision whatsoever, that's really a drama that a lot of people have been facing.
Was it her work as director of Özgür Radyo which caused her imprisonment in 2006, or her activities with the banned Marxist-Leninist Communist Party, the MLKP?
Well, there is a really thin line between the two. And you may have heard, for example, the recent Freedom House report, which stated that Turkey, in terms of the media freedoms, needs to be relegated to lower countries where there is no freedom of press. So when defending themselves against this new report, the government kept saying that journalists in Turkey are totally free. The people who are in jail, including Füsun Erdoğan and others, are in jail because of terrorism. But then again, that line is very thin. They are not being charged for actually carrying weapons or doing actual terrorism, but basically supporting terrorism by public opinion-forming type of activities, and that include making propaganda for terrorists, which is obviously very vague definition.
Has she or her lawyer made any public statements since then about the conditions of her release?
They have been criticizing the court system, which is taking years and years, sometimes even decades, for the courts to decide. And especially given the situation in which the charges of terrorism have been so widely defined. The 2000 referendum in Turkey allowed Turkish citizens to make individual applications to the Turkish Constitutional Court, which wasn't the case before. And they have also placed this application with the Constitutional Court, challenging these really long arrest times.
What happened to Özgür Radyo during her time in prison?
They are still operational, and they are one of the main bastions of left-wing activism. I know that there are some important activists, even some academics doing programs.
There are 32 journalists still in Turkish prisons as we speak.
That's right.
Having examined this new media law passed in March, do you see any clauses that are likely to facilitate the release of more journalists currently in prison?
Some columnists and scholars have been more optimistic about it because of the reducing of the maximum arrest period. I seem to be a bit pessimistic because the government have a regulatory agency to control all internet media. They have quite draconian laws on the printed press or the visual press. Unfortunately, I think more bleak times are in sight. I cannot really be too optimistic about what's going on, especially after the shutting down of Twitter and also the banning of YouTube.
Volkan Aytar, Deputy Director of the Center for Creative Industries at Bahçeşehir University, on the line from Istanbul. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you very much.